Young people of God's church, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want out of life? What do you want for your future? Do you want hobbies? Recreation? Concerts? Sports? Dates? Travel? All of these wonderful things. Looking further into the future, do you want a dependable car? Do you want true romance, eventually? Sounds like a magazine title, doesn't it? True romance. Do you want marriage, eventually? Do you want your own home? Perish the thought right now, but do you want children? You know, for all of these things that you might want, and it's probably not an exhaustive list, but for all of these things, you need money, especially children. But you know, there's not much money in skateboarding these days, I don't think. And there's a slim chance that you're going to be much of a success as a rock star. You have as much chance of winning a big lottery prize as you have of getting struck by lightning. Well, if any of you get struck by lightning, I'll start buying lottery tickets. What I'm saying, though, is that there's no easy money out there. There really is no easy money out there. For an adequate amount of money to have what you want, you need a good job. And for you to have a good job in the future, you need to be planning your career now. Every young person, every teen, if you're in high school, you need to be thinking about this. You need to start thinking about this now. Some years ago, Trish and I attended a presentation on careers, you know, when our girls were still at school. And the expert presenter who was there said this. He said, young people who start early on career planning and preparations have a definite edge in the job market. Okay? So the purpose of this sermonette today is to urge you young people to escape the trap by planning your career. And although I'm talking to the young people, and I know I'm retired now, I'm not interested in getting another job too much, you know, and some of you people are not in the same circumstance, but I want you parents and aunts and uncles and everything to take this as a signal to encourage the young people to be planning and preparing for their future. So again, the purpose is to urge you to escape the trap by planning your career. What trap am I talking about? What trap? It's a miserable trap. It's a trap of repeated periods of unemployment, of boring jobs that you don't like, of a wasted life, of years of regrets, perhaps a whole lifetime of regrets. Right now, for those of you who are still in school, you may feel trapped in school. All of the schedules, the discipline, the obligation, the routine, the assignments, and there's always somebody telling you what to do. So do you feel trapped in school? Well, think about this. If you think that school life is a trap, consider this scenario. For you young men, you're a young man. You're out of school now, and you're pumping gas for minimum wage because you didn't have the education for anything better. You get a girl pregnant. You have to get married if you do the honorable thing. Guess what you're going to be doing for a very long time? Right, you're going to be pumping gas, and you're going to be changing diapers, and you're going to be flipping burgers as a second job, just to have enough money to put food on the table. If this happens, it shouldn't happen, but don't think it can't in God's church. Don't think it can't. If this happens, all the books that you have on the shelf, all those career books, won't matter one whit. It would be sitting on the shelf, waiting to be read and acted upon, but you won't have any spare time to read them or to prepare yourself for a better job. So what I'm saying is the preparation and planning must be done now. Now. The right time for education and career planning is now. Many people spend their lives trapped in jobs that they don't like, boring jobs. I was in that kind of trap. Just after I left school for 5 years, I had a couple of jobs that just were going nowhere. Two dead-end jobs. Listen to this. This is an amazing but true fact. And this is out of one of the career books, planning books. Most people are doing a job, the job that they're doing. Why? Because their friends said they should. Now, don't you, any of you, fall for this. You take control of your own future with God as your leader and partner. Again, youth experts and researchers say that most teens have great and lofty goals. Surgeons, they want to be, lawyers, even the legendary rocket scientists. Most teens have high goals. Few young people take the practical steps towards the fulfillment of these goals. And it's not the purpose of this sermonette to scare you, but if you want to escape the trap, you must start somewhere. And if you're a teenager, then that time is right here and right now. So what natural talents do you have? What natural God-given talents and abilities do you have? What do you really enjoy doing if you want a job that you like? Well, God created you and he wants you to tap into your talents and develop your skills. If you put God first and do it his way, if you apply yourself, God will help you and he will bless your efforts. Here's another quote from careers expert David Campbell in his book, and the book's called If You Don't Know Where You're Going, You'll Probably End Up Somewhere Else. But here's his quote. He says, be intense in one area. Focus strongly on one thing, one hobby or group activity. Be good at one thing. Take quiet pride in knowing that you can do one thing well. Dedication, determination, and persistence are required, but good things will happen if the right area is picked. Well, Solomon taught the same wise concepts. Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. And verse 10. Very well-known verse. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. So do it with all your might. Find that one thing. Do it well. Give it your all. Again from the wise King Solomon. Please turn back to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 29. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. Another quote from Brian Tracy. This man is a human resources director who wrote a book called The Universal Laws of Success and Achievement. He says, every successful man or woman who has ever made a contribution to the world in any way has found their area of excellence, their one area of excellence, and channeled all their time and talent and ability and energy into becoming outstanding in one area. There are no exceptions to that anywhere. And this is good advice. But you have to be careful. You have to get your priorities right. Please turn to Matthew chapter 6. Because here's what Jesus Christ advises. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Verse 32. For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. There's the important thing, though. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I'll come back to that again in a couple of minutes. Here's what they recommend. Here's what the career planners recommend. They say, examine your career potential of the things that you enjoy. Okay, write these things down. Number one, think about five things that you really like to do. Five things that you really like to do. I'm not saying do all of this now. I'm just saying jot these things down for future reference. Number two, write them down. Write the five things down. It really does help to write them down. Number three, think how those interests might relate to possible jobs in the future. Number four, write down those job possibilities. Number five, home in on the best one. If I'm going too fast for you, just ask me later and I'll show you this. Home in on the best one, but with lots of thought and lots of counsel from your parents, from teachers, from school counselors. And number six, work on that one thing with all your might. Let's go over the first points again. Number one, start with the things that you like to do. That you like to do. Not what your friends expect you to like to do. Not what things are looked upon by your friends as cool. You take control of your own life. Because I'll tell you, my friends who I went to school with, I very rarely see them anymore. I very rarely write to them anymore. That your friends at school now, chances are, in 20 years' time, you won't see them. You won't be with them anymore. So again, what do you like to do? What do you really like to do? You like playing around with computers? You like reading? Some people like molding clay, believe it or not. Growing plants. Boys, a lot of boys like tinkering with cars. Or playing with electronics. Or calculus. Nobody likes calculus. But number two, it really helps to write these things down. Write them down. Does anybody like calculus? Write them down and think how each of these hobbies or these likes might relate to job possibilities and aim high. Lofty goals are good. You're not going to get to the top at the beginning. That's obvious. Everybody knows that. But nobody ever got to the top with mediocre objectives. Do you enjoy shopping? I don't hate shopping. But some of you like shopping. Even that as career possibilities in the future. It could lead to being a boutique owner or a fashion consultant or a purchasing agent or even a model if you know how to behave and you know where to draw the line. Maybe you're an avid sports fan. Maybe you're crazy on hockey or soccer, baseball, athletics or some other sport. Now, professional sport is usually very short term, as you know, but there are long-term careers related to sports, coaching, sports medicine, administration, teaching sports to special needs people. Various. I don't know all of the long-term, but you know, if you're interested in these things, you'll be able to research and come out with the answers there, what you'd like to do for the rest of your life. Do you love talking to your friends on the phone? Even this may have it. It may indicate a strength that you have for working with people. You might have a love for people. You've got lots of friends. It might lead eventually to a career as a counselor, as a therapist, or even a social worker. So what else can you do to prepare for your career? You can read these career help books. And the men who have written them, they're very colourful, they're very interesting, and they've written them for your age group. The ones I've already quoted, and I can give you those names if you're interested. There's a very well-known one. It's called What Colour Is Your Parachute? And it's written by a man by the name of Richard Bolas. What Colour Is Your Parachute? And again, they've made them very interesting and very attractive to young people. What else can you do? You can talk to your career counselors at school. And by personal experience, one of the best things you can do is you can talk to your family members. Talk to your parents, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, older brothers and sisters, because they can help you increase your skills, your motivation, and your education. Is your mom good with computers? Is your mum good with office skills or cooking or crafts? What about your dad? Is he handy with car engines, electronics, plumbing, machinery? What about your grandma? Is she good at piano or sewing, or macrame or knitting? What about your grandpa? Does he understand the stock market maybe, or the insurance business? You know, you may have great resources right there in your own family. I told you that I was in a trap back in 1970. Guess who freed me from that trap? I give God the credit. Put God as number one. But my mum and dad, physically, they're the ones who gave me the idea. It was my dad who initially sparked my interest in telecommunications and who put me in touch with the right people. And it was my mom who said to me one day, after I came home off a miserable night shift, when I came home, and she said to me, "Have you ever thought of doing what your dad does?" And that changed my life. That changed my whole career. So talk to your parents, talk to your family members. You don't necessarily have to pursue the same career as your parents, but tap into their experience and their skills and their contacts. But the main thing is, if you are high school age, it's time to start zeroing in on that one thing. Again, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, choose the one thing, work at it, and excel at it. Don't be afraid. No one, remember, can run your life except you and God, hopefully. And God, remember, is always there for you. He's always going to be there for you. He won't forsake you, because he wants you to excel and he wants you to succeed. There's one more thing I want to get into, and Robert and I were talking about this last week, and Robert actually sparked the idea for this sermonette to give it. There's one more thing that's very important, and that is when you're choosing a career, think long term, okay? And when I'm talking long term, remember what Jesus Christ said. Seek first the kingdom of God. So we're not just looking for the next couple of years, but you're looking right into the millennium when Jesus Christ returns. What you do as a job may help you and may help other people in the world tomorrow. Choose a vocation, choose a career that is going to be required for today and tomorrow and on into the world tomorrow. There are certain careers that are very popular today and very high profile, but a lot of these careers are going to be absolutely obsolete in the world tomorrow. A couple of examples, and you may think of your own. things that are very high profile now on the TV and everything else, but are going to be virtually gone in the world tomorrow. Politics, politician, absolutely anything to do with politics is going to be gone, because we're going to be under God's government. Most policing is going to be unnecessary in the world tomorrow. Most crime fighting is going to be unnecessary, maybe after the first couple of years. Most disease control, and of course the military, is going to be completely obliterated. It's going to be gone when God turns the spears into pruning hooks. No one knows when Jesus Christ is going to return. And probably when he returns, you'll be a baptized adult. And when Christ returns, you'll be changed into a spirit being. But there is some possibility. We don't know when he's going to return. If he were to return in the next couple of years, you could still be an unbaptized young person. And if that's the case, you would take your physical career over into a brand new society, into the kingdom of God. In conclusion, at the turn of the last century, there was an author by the name of Elbert Hubbard, and he said this very interesting thing. He said, "There are two kinds of people in the world. There are those who are always getting ready to do something, and there are those who go ahead and do it." So young people of God's church, escape the trap. Go ahead and do it.